For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's hockey team will go for a sweep over Minnesota State in the Mavericks today. We are joined by Cade Boland, junior defenseman out of Northfield. Cade, how good did that feel to win last night?
It felt super, super great last night. I think that this was one of our goals for this weekend was obviously to go for a sweep. So it was nice that we got the first one out of the way, and looking forward to the next one today.
After last week, how much pride do you have, for lack of a better word, that you were able to come back twice against Minnesota State on Friday?
I think coming back obviously isn't one of our stronger things. So it was nice to – that's one of the first things Coach said when he came in the locker room last night. Was that he's proud that we came back. So looking for that was nice to get done.
The power play didn't start the year great, but boy, you guys have been playing pretty well there as of late. What changed?
I don't know if too much changed, but we've been definitely focusing on it a lot in practice. So obviously that helps. We've had a lot of special teams practices. So I think that obviously benefits us during the games.
This has got to be a little weird for you. When was the last time that you played with your sister and weren't her opponent?
Probably back in high school. That's the furthest back I can think of, or maybe over summer teams. But yeah, it's definitely a different playing against her.
You're a defenseman, she's a forward. What kind of battles did you two have growing up?
Not a ton. I would say the biggest ones were just one-on-ones during our high school practices. Our coach would set us up sometimes for those, and those were always really competitive.
Who's the most competitive of the two of you?
I'd like to say me. I told her we weren't going to want to go for dinner last night because one of us was going to lose, so definitely me.
Christmas and the holidays are all about family. And I'm sure it's great for your family. They're all get to come this weekend and see both of you play. But once the puck dropped, that all went away, didn't it?
Oh, for sure, yeah. I was telling my coaches asked me about it, and I said, I think once the game starts, I'll forget all about it. So then that happened.
I did notice the two of you did get a picture after the pregame warm-ups. Looking back, 10, 15 years from now, this is going to be a pretty cool day, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What's it going to take to get win number two?
Well, I think today we got to focus on getting our start. It's been one of our we struggle with it throughout the season, and so I think that we're going to focus on that and obviously trying to limit the breakaways from last night.
You're the only true veteran back there with five other freshman defensemen. The extra skater, obviously, is Abby's a veteran too, but how much have you tried to teach? How much have you tried to lead? How much have you tried to pull those five freshmen with you?
I think it's a lot of responsibility, but I had great teachers with the upperclassmen above me, so I just kind of try to replicate that because they did a great job in front of me. So hopefully I'm doing well by them.
How much better are those five playing now than they were back in August and September?
I think their growth shows a lot. They had to play to get going, so it's right now they're obviously a lot better than they were at the beginning, and hopefully they just continue to grow.
Best of luck today. Hope you get the sweep.
Oh, I hope so too. Thank you.